America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday brand new week. So sad. Eh, no. I mean, I've been moping around the last 24 hours because the circus left town. Yeah, they pulled up the stakes. The circus tents came down, and off they went into the sunset. It's always sad. I mean, we had debates. We had multiple candidates crisscrossing our state. In the rurals, in northern Nevada. I mean, it was incredible. And it happens every 4 years. It's so incredible. And now they're gone. That's just sad. A guy that's going to try and brighten our spirits, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who joins us. You a little sad, just a little twinge of sadness?
You mean that you know, hosts of Democrats have left our state? No, I can't say I'm particularly very sad.
I think this is incredible. Chris Matthews says it's over, that they're done, that the race is over in the Democrat Party after a resounding victory. And by the way, have they finished counting the votes yet?
They were getting close as of this morning. I can't remember if they quite finished or not, but I think they had like 200.
Why pieces. Is it so damn difficult? For the life of me, I don't understand this.
Well, there's volunteers and math, and so and this is not knocking anyone because look, if you just picked 2,000, you know, very nice people and said, "All right, look, you got to work with percentages, and then you got to work with second ballots, and oh by the way, here's a bunch of early votes." I mean. That's just a recipe for a lot of errors. I think what we've learned about the caucus process is not that it worked well previously, but now we've just learned that, you know, before we just got results, we didn't realize how poorly calculated those results were. But now we know.
And by the way, were they accurate? I think Mayor Pete has said he's not sure, he's not certain of the validity of these votes.
Yeah, his campaign's raised the stinks, basically said, you know, he's worried about a bunch of math errors that cost him some votes and potential delegates. But, I mean, I think the state party is basically just breathing a sigh of relief that it's over and they don't have to worry about it. So I don't expect them to give him much consideration.
And, of course, on Friday, you had the president come to town. For that amazing rally, that CAG rally, Keep America Great, as opposed to MAGA rally. Make America Great Again, the president was in town. And I love it that Brad Parscale, in the interest of transparency, Brad Parscale, the campaign manager, after every rally releases data points, which is cool. It's better than polling. It's better than polling. They identified 15,000 voters in that crowd at the convention center. 73% were from Nevada. That means a quarter of that audience was from outside the state. 32% did not vote in 2016. That's incredible. So again, more than a quarter of that audience had not voted in 2016.
It is. I mean, that's a stunning number.
27% were people of color. 27% black, Latino, or non-white. What does that tell you?
Well, I mean, that's very important for the Trump re-election campaign.
And by the way, here's the kicker. 18% were Demo rats. What is that? Okay, so all those numbers together. I mean, the president is going to expand his base well beyond the 63 million people that voted in 2016. Because in this particular case, 32%, almost a third, didn't vote in 2016. These are people that are going to be voting now. And if this holds up at other rallies, and by the way, it does. This is fairly consistent. Brad Parscale does this at the end of every rally. That's amazing. What does that tell you there, Victor?
Well, I mean, I think it tells you that, you know, the president has, unique personal popularity. People want to see him. He's very engaging at these rallies. You know, it's much more like going to see a comedian in a lot of ways than
a rock concert than
just a policy speech. But obviously this is very encouraging for the president. I mean, this is what he needs to do. He does need to grow. You never want to be stagnant. You always want to be attracting more people to the tent, to the audience. You know, if Bernie is the nominee, I mean, I certainly hope the president is able to expand his base of support, because, you know, Bernie also has a passionate base of support. And so it's going to be about who can, you know, turn out their base, yes, but then also who can get the suburban moms in the middle. And, you know, Trump should have the advantage there with how radical Bernie is, but there's no sure things when it comes to November.
Because on the face of it, you'd say, well, these numbers I just read you are great news for the Trump re-election campaign, but does it translate necessarily to people who will vote for you, or are people just coming for the show?
Well, I mean, that's the job of the campaign. You know, they've identified the people, so that's the first step, and now they've got to turn them out. And obviously they're building, you know, campaign apparatuses throughout the country to do just that, to say, you know, look, if someone came to a Trump rally, that's someone we want to turn out, even if they're a Democrat, because they're much more likely to be supporting the president. And that's, you know, that's what politics is. It's not just, I think everyone who listens to talk radio is engaged and invested, and we're going to vote. You know, whatever happens, we're out there, we're voting. Most Americans are not like that. You know, most Americans are normal, and politics doesn't consume their life. And so you do. You have to get out there. You have to reach out to them. You have to motivate them. You have to encourage them. And hopefully the Trump campaign is able to do that and get those people to the polls.
And again, I'm going to give you these numbers again. If you want to write them down so you can share them with your friends, please do. 15,079 voters were identified. 73% were from Nevada. So that means they were from the rurals, they were from northern Nevada, they were from southern Nevada. But what that means is that more than a quarter of this group on Friday, a quarter of it was from outside the state. 32% didn't vote in 2016. That is a third of their audience on Friday at the convention center didn't vote in 2016. 27% were people of color, and 18% were Democrats, registered Democrats. What does that tell you? More coming up. Victor Jakes is in. He is every Monday, and I'm always so glad when he's here. Always, always good to have him. We're going to talk about a bunch of local stuff. And yes, we'll talk more about the president and how he can lose this race. Because Victor Jakes wrote about it just last week. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name-brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Great to have you with us. The circus has left town, and it's moved on to South Carolina, where they'll have a debate later this week, and then a primary this coming weekend. And And it's amazing, but some people are saying, in fact, Chris Matthews, do you see this? Chris Matthews over the weekend said that essentially the race is over.
I'm with Carville all the way in terms of the dangers of what lurks, what lies ahead in November. I'm very much aware of them. They're sitting on so much Oppo research on Bernie, what he said in the past about world affairs, how far left he is. I'm not sure how far left he is, but they're going to make the most of that in terms of world politics. They're going to kill him. But I think it's a little late to stop him, and I think that's the problem. By the way, if you look at the pattern, it's dynamic. Bernie won the popular vote in Iowa. He won it again in New Hampshire. It looks like he's going to win it here when they finally get a vote. Bernie's been winning consistently, and I think it's mathematically understandable. Every time we poll, every time Steve and everybody polls, two-thirds of the Democratic vote, two-thirds of people who call themselves Democrats are either liberal or very liberal. All Bernie ever had to do, and he's done it beautifully, is get a majority of that, and he's up to the mid-30s. If you get half of 67, you're into the mid-30s, and that's where he's gotten it a little better. Biden, his only prayer was to consolidate the third of the vote that's moderate and conservative, and he got nowhere near clearing that field, nowhere near. That's split up four ways now. And so with new people coming in, DeVal Patrick came in, he didn't make it. Bloomberg is in, he's probably going to survive a bit longer because of his money. But that field wasn't cleared. The only way Biden could win in that one-third of the vote that's either moderate or conservative is to sweep it. He got nowhere near. Bernie, on the other hand, did his job. He got more than a majority of that 67%. That is the name of the game. It is pretty much over unless that changes. I was reading last night, Brian, I know you're a history guy too. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940. And the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill said, how can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? He said, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling. I can't be as wild as Carville, but he is damn smart. And I think he's damn right on this one.
Okay, let's look at one demographic area. And again, joining us is Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Saturday, entrance polls showed that Bernie Sanders topped his nearest rival, Joe Biden, 53% to 16% among Nevada's Latino caucus goers. 53 to 16.
Huge. I mean, if Bernie does that well among Hispanic voters, I mean, this race really is over.
And one of the keys for the Trump campaign is to increase the number of Hispanics voting Republican. The big question is, what is this all about? And in fact, 53% to 16% for Joe Biden. The same statistical caveats, I guess, hold from 2016. But this wasn't an isolated incident. In fact, in Iowa, the entrance poll there showed Sanders winning 43% of non-white voters. The next closest candidate was Pete Buttigieg with 15%. In New Hampshire, a lily white state, Sanders was nearly as dominant, winning non-white voters by 18 points and Latino voters by 22. That's according to the exit poll. It shows you that Bernie Sanders is doing a great job with Hispanics. The question is, would this hold in a general election? What do you think?
Well, it's gonna be interesting. I think, you can't just say Hispanic voters are one unified block. I think all of the praise that Bernie has showered on to Fidel Castro and continues to shower on Fidel Castro is not going to sit well with Cuban Americans. And there are a lot of Cuban Americans in Florida. I think Bernie has a really hard time winning Florida. But, you go to California, you go even into Nevada a little bit, things like, mass amnesty, getting rid of the Border Patrol, those things play a little better. So it's going to be really interesting to watch. I mean, obviously the Trump campaign is going to tout the economy. And I think kind of an underrated thing for Bernie is he invested a lot of money in minority outreach, and he's been able to invest it for a long time. And I think that was one of the things that kind of differentiated him from other Democrats. And so, hopefully the president's campaign is doing the same thing, getting into those communities, hiring people to go out there and represent him.
One of the things you wrote late last week, and that is that the only thing that can stop Trump is Trump. What did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you look at the you know, you look at the economy, you look at world affairs, President Trump is in a really strong position. You look at the State of the Union address that was, you know, 3 weeks ago. I mean, just incredible stuff. And it's hard to see Democrats beating him. I think one of the reasons for all the confusion in the field is that, you know, Democrats aren't really happy about who can actually beat Trump. But then you have Trump doing things like pardoning Rod Gregorovich, the corrupt governor of Illinois, basically getting in a slap fight with his attorney general over how much he tweets. I mean, attacking his political enemies at the National Prayer Breakfast. It's just, he just undermines himself. And it's a very frustrating thing as someone who does not want a socialist elected, a communist elected as president of the United States. I mean, Mr. President, stop undermining yourself. Just take a breath before you tweet.
So even if all he did was just put it on mute, or you know, essentially dial it down, put it on automatic pilot for the next 9 months, 8 months, whatever it is. You think it's there for the taking for Trump?
Yeah, I mean, if this was a non-Trump Republican president and you had these just general indicators about the economy, about world affairs, about how happy people are with their personal lives, I mean, he would have a 60% approval rating, even in these polarized times. But Trump, you know, he just can't leave issues alone, even issues that don't have anything to do with him. He feels like he's got to weigh in on it, right? Like, he's listening to your show, and he's like, oh, that's interesting. I want to say something about that. Like, okay, that's fine, Mr. President, but you're the president, right? Like, you're the president. Please remember this.
So what happens? Look in your crystal ball. What happens in South Carolina? And is it possible that this thing could reasonably be over by the close of business on Saturday?
Yeah, if Bernie wins, I think it is definitely over. I mean, I think you've got to give Biden a shot. He seems to have kind of hit bottom and be recovering somewhat. You know, Representative James Clyburn,
yeah,
said that right, came out in support of Biden. Obviously, he's an important figure in South Carolina. You know, large African-American community among Democrats. I think they're like 60% of the Democrat voters there. And those have always been Biden's strengths. So if he can't win in South Carolina, he is toast. No.
And by the way, as of Friday, Clyburn was giving interviews saying, "I'm not going to announce anybody till after the primary," and all of a sudden, which shows you that Biden must be desperate.
Well, I think everyone's desperate to stop Bernie. I mean, I think it's not, you know, he's backing Biden as much. I'm sure he likes Biden, but I mean, Bernie is the roller coaster, right? I mean, he's the runaway train, and if you don't stop him now, I mean, Super Tuesday, 38% of the delegates are gone after that. You're not stopping him.
Victor, always good, man. Thanks so much for coming in.
Appreciate
and we'll see you next Monday.
Look forward to
it. And you'll be able to either declare this thing over or to be determined.
It's going to be fascinating to watch.
I love it. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist. Read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Make sure you buy the newspaper or buy the online subscription. Don't just take your friend's copy of the paper. Buy a new one. Put money in Victor Jakes. He's got children to feed, for crying out loud. He's got a family. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
If you own stocks, cover your ears. You don't want to hear this. The numbers are ugly. The Dow down over 900 points. The S&P and NASDAQ falling over 3%, all because of fears and concerns about the coronavirus. Just about every sector is getting whacked. Airline stocks, tech companies, especially those with a big footprint in China, like Apple and Intel. Seems only appropriate that today the Malaysian stock market fell, dropping it in total more than 20% since 2018. Officially, that's a correction and the end of the longest bull market anywhere in the world, 10 years, starting in 2008. And starting this Saturday, Krispy Kreme will deliver donuts right to your door. So if you don't feel like going out, the donuts will come to you. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hank Weinblum, invested in you.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. A verdict just in the sex crimes trial of Harvey Weinstein, the movie mogul, found guilty in a split verdict. In the case in New York City, one count.
Criminal sexual act in the first degree, and the penalty for that is up to 25 years in prison. All of this was for the accusation of Mimi Haley. She was a former production assistant.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The other counties found guilty of rape in the third degree. And in a Chicago courtroom, former Empire actor Jussie Smollett pleading not guilty to restored charges accusing him of staging a racist, homophobic attack against himself, then falsely reporting it.
The city of Chicago also demanded $130,000 for the countless overtime hours it spent investigating what it concluded was a fake hate crime.
Fox's Matt Finn. America's listening to Fox News.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And free to comment.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving through the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or just visit us right now at libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want you to hear how the Democrats are starting to panic. Big time. I mean, really bad. James Carville is a good example. He was on with Brian Williams talking about how Nevada has really changed the whole dynamics of the Democrat presidential race. This is cut number 9, and this was from Saturday. James Carville on with Brian Williams.
There's one screaming story here tonight, and we've seen enough, and that is we now have a front runner. The tenor of this race has now changed. So you're going to see these candidates go forward in a debate in South Carolina. We're not going to be talking about 3 non-disclosure agreements and Michael Bloomberg or any such thing. There is a clear, defined front runner. I don't, who knows when they're going to count the votes or the caucus goers or the rank choice or whatever. You know, I'm here at the public TV station in New Orleans, Endymion, which is this marvelous Mardi Gras parade, starts about 350 yards from here. They got a gazillion floats. They'll be able to organize that, to put it together, to roll out on time, to do everything. If the DNC was running a carnival parade, we'd never get out of the chute. But we can't worry about that. It's obvious that Senator Sanders is going to do very well tonight. It's obvious that he's the front runner. It's obvious these other candidates have not sufficiently talked about him. It's obvious that he's never been vetted in the press. I've not seen the 4-part series in the New York Times or the Washington Post or NBC News or anything else. So we're in a whole new ballgame here, and this game could end a little after mid-March. And some of these candidates are going to have to make really hard decisions about who stays in and who gets out and where we go from here. So, Brian, I just think there's one big, huge, screaming story here tonight is, and that is there is a front runner in the 2020 Democratic presidential race.
Now, the problem is nobody likes the front runner. That is the problem. Nobody likes the front runner. And in fact, it's not just the media or the pundits that are saying this. The candidates, the other candidates in the race are saying this. Did you hear what Mayor Pete said before he left town? This is Mayor Pete. And he's not afraid to name names, going after Bernie by name.
I believe the best way to defeat Donald Trump and deliver for the American people is to broaden and galvanize the majority that supports us on the critical issues. Senator Sanders believes in an inflexible, ideological revolution that leaves out most Democrats, not to mention most Americans. I believe we can defeat Trump and deliver for the American people by empowering the American people to make their own health care choices with Medicare for all who want it. Senator Sanders believes in taking away that choice, removing people from having the option of a private plan and replacing it with a public plan, whether you want it or not. I believe that we can bring an end to corporate recklessness and rebalance our economy by empowering workers, raising wages, and insisting that those who gain the most must contribute the most in order to keep the American dream going forward. But that is different from Senator Sanders' vision of capitalism as the root of all evil. That would go beyond reform and reorder the economy in ways that most Democrats, not to mention most Americans, don't support. I believe we need to defeat Donald Trump and turn the page on this era in our politics by establishing a tone of belonging, bringing an end to the viciousness and the bullying that is tearing apart our country. We must change what it feels like to live in the United States of America. And that is a real difference from Senator Sanders' revolution with the tenor of combat and division and polarization leading to a future where whoever wins the day, nothing changes the toxic tone of our politics. I believe the only way to truly deliver any of the progressive changes that we care about is to be a nominee who actually gives a damn about the effect you are having from the top of the ticket on those critical frontline House and Senate Democrats that we need to win.
I'm just going to tell you, I think Mayor Pete is right. You may not agree with his policies and all of that. But I'm just going to tell you, I think the mayor is right. The Democrats are driving this car off the cliff. And Bernie's in the driver's seat. In fact, I can't wait till the top of the hour. Because one of the smartest guys I know of is Jared Fisher, the owner of a number of small businesses, ran for governor, rides a bicycle across the state, across the nation. I wonder what he thinks of what the Democrats are about to do. I think Victor Jakes is right, that this thing by mid-March is going to be over. By Super Tuesday, this thing's going to be done. Finite. And all the rest of these candidates, the only thing they can do is run for vice president. That's about it. That's what's so incredibly sad. You know, James Clyburn is a kingmaker. Well, he's apparently going for Biden. But you know, it all comes back to this. I guess you'd call it the socialism label. And in fact, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze in Chris Christie. This is cut four. Chris Christie was on with Rahm Emanuel on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, talking about Bernie's socialism label and what it really means.
When you listen to Bernie Sanders and listen to what he wants to do, it is a socialist agenda. And he's running on it. As Rob said, you know, this is a whole different way of approaching going after the presidency, the way Sanders is doing it. I fear that for the Democrats, that Biden and Buttigieg waking up last night to say, hey, maybe we should stop attacking each other and start attacking Sanders, maybe a little bit too little too late. And the last piece is, and I love to watch this last week, and we'll talk about the debate, I'm sure, later. But, you know, this is tough. This is tough work to do, mm-hmm. to do this. And Mike Bloomberg showed, no matter how much money you have, if you have no damn idea what you're doing in this business, you have no damn idea what you're doing. Was awful, and that's leading to even more hope for mm-hmm. Sanders.
Yeah, here's the one point, and this is a classic why somebody's better figure this out. You're in Nevada, the site of one of the worst mass shootings in American history, just 2 years ago. It's not that far in the rearview mirror. Bernie Sanders' records on guns is horrendous, from assault weapons to litigation against gun manufacturers. Not one person on that stage had the gumption or the wherewithal to say...
Well, Biden mentioned in kind of a throwaway line.
Yeah, that's a little a throwaway yeah. line yep. with that many people dead. When you're talking about Democrats in a primary and his record on guns, it's more representative of Vermont than it is where the country is and where the Democrats are. That tells you these candidates haven't not taken him seriously. And they woke up this morning. They have to take seriously his record on guns.
He has the support of many leaders for March for Our Lives. And that's because they understand his record was more about representing rural communities in Vermont than about gun violence that happens in places like Chicago or happens in L.A. It's very different.
Here's the thing I will tell you. As a person assigned by President Clinton to both pass the Brady Bill and assault weapon ban, Bernie Sanders was always on the side of the gun manufacturers. And what my bigger point is political, not policy, which is you're on a stage in Vegas with one of the worst mass shootings, and nobody brought it up dealing with him seriously.
No, he's right. Now the question is: Will the Democrat remaining candidates will they go after Bernie? Full-throated gun policy, socialism, winnability. I'll just tell you, the Bernie campaign is going to have to prove to mainstream moderate Democrats, you know, what used to be called the blue dogs, the conservatives. He's going to have to convince the moderates that he can win. And if that means head-to-head polling against Trump in a general election, I just don't like the optics of this one. I really honestly don't. Stick around. More to do as we continue. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2 Nevada. Now that the circus has left town, are you a little sad? Are you like me? Just a little sad? Yeah. I'm a little sad, too. Yeah, you know, they pick up their stakes and down come the tents. The candidates jump on their chartered, you know, aircraft and head east to South Carolina. It's I don't know. Maybe I'm making too much of this, but it just makes me a little sad. Anyway, we'll see what you think. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Or with all the road closures with the president and all the presidential wannabes in town, no more street closures, except for construction. Isn't that great? I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters. America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from my own chronic pain. I had an impingement of my rotator cuff. It lasted about 6 to 8 months. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. Then I tried PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain in my shoulder went away. And it stayed away. In fact, I canceled my shoulder surgery. You don't have to live with chronic pain. Make the pain go away, regardless of why you have the pain. Headaches, migraines, disc injuries, broken bones, hips, knees, feet, PTSD, doesn't matter. You don't have to live with the pain. Make that pain go away. First step, call PIPCOA. Ask for Summer. She's wonderful, and she'll answer all your questions. 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA. This is incredible stuff. I mean, the more I think of it, the more I see a tidal wave about to engulf the Democrat Party. The more I think about it, the more I look at the numbers. It's just incredible. By the way, speaking of incredible, how many of you have followed this Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight? We've been looking at videotape, and we've been looking at still pictures, and it looks like. Tyson Fury appears to be licking the blood off of Deontay Wilder's neck. Oh, and by the way, are they still partying down at Hakkasan? Somebody called out to Hakkasan. See if the post-fight party is still going on. I think it is. I mean, this was one of those post-fight parties that just was not going to end. It was going to refuse to end. Anyway, Fury. Gosh, this is crazy. He is 30 and 1 with 21 KOs. That's amazing. But you know what? As a guy that was involved back in the 80s in the fight game, this is incredible. What is going on in the fight industry, in the boxing industry, that this is like revitalized. And you don't have to do a lot of crazy stuff like Conor McGregor and things like that. We here in Las Vegas are used to this. But that is bizarre. And there's a picture, and I forget where this is from. Oh, it's from AP. An AP photo that shows Tyson Fury apparently licking the blood off the neck of Deontay Wilder's neck. That's a little spooky. By the way, especially with all of the diseases that are out there, I know these guys go through physicals, and I get that. But I'm just going to tell you, it's spooky. What this fight? But everybody and their brother was talking about this fight on Saturday night. Everybody. In fact, more people were talking about the fight than were talking about the Nevada caucus. It's just amazing. Is boxing on the way back? Is boxing going to become, I mean, they set huge records, pay-per-view records, attendance records. No, this is, and by the way, the showmanship and spectacle was absolutely incredible. It was overwhelming. ESPN showed right up to the fighters coming in the ring. But the whole procession to the ring and all of that, it was different. Oh, and by the way, later in the show, I'm going to let you hear some of the nasty interview by Anderson Cooper as he went off on Rod Blagojevich. Now, I saw a previous interview, and I forget who did it, but it was pretty tame. I mean, he asked tough questions, or they asked tough questions. I forget who it was. But I got to tell you, the interview I saw with Anderson Cooper was just flat-out nasty. I mean, it was in fact, at the end of the interview, Anderson Cooper says, you know, I'll work for, helping, the rights of the poor and people of color. I'll work for justice reform, but I will not work with you. That's a little scary. I will let you hear at least a portion of that. I've got about 2 minutes of it that I can share with you. But when you hear this, you'll almost feel sorry for Rod Blagojevich. Was he a slimy former governor of the state of Illinois? Absolutely. Yes. And the fact that he did 8 years' time, he probably deserved it. He did. But once you've done your time, even if your sentence has been commuted, you've done your time. Move on. Anderson Cooper apparently not willing to move on. No. The statute of limitations has not run out on sliminess, at least from Anderson Cooper's perspective. Coming up, very excited. A guy that ran for governor in this state, he has jumped on his bicycle and at one point he rode through all 17 states when he was running for governor. Then he decided to up the ante. And he is, no, seriously, he rode from coast to coast, from west to east. He's about to embark on a ride in June on his bicycle from north to south. Decidedly easier, I think. What does he make of what's going on with the Demo Rats? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website,
What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.